Welcome to Choose to Code, Module 3. In this module, we're going to take a look at adding some style and color with cascading style sheets. We talked in Module 2 about HTML and how we can expand what our web page could look like if we were to use something like cascading style sheets or CSS. So cascading style sheets simply describe the colors and layout and graphics separately from the content on our web page. They're called cascading style sheets because as we get closer to the content that we're actually describing, each layer of styles that we add override or cascade on top of the styles that come after it. And so styles can be defined in a lot of different ways. We have inline styles, and in this case, we put a style right on the tag that we're actually using in our element. We could also specify an internal style sheet. And somewhere up in our head, we would actually put a style element, and inside of that style element, we would put all of our CSS code. In this case, we have a paragraph font equals bold. And then finally, we have an external style sheet, and that external style sheet will link out to a separate file. So we use that href attribute to point to the file name, and then we link that in as a style sheet. So let's talk real quickly about why I would do one over the other. If I had one paragraph that needed to have some bold text, I could use that inline style. If I wanted all of my paragraphs to have the same style on a single page, I could use that internal style sheet. If I wanted all the paragraphs on all my pages to have a specific style, I could use this external style sheet. Well, this leads me to ask the question, well, what happens if I put lots of paragraph styles in line? If I decide that I want to change those paragraphs to no longer be bold, or maybe I want them even more bold, how many times do I have to change my code to make those style changes? So quickly, the inline styles can become a problem for me. Same token, if I do this as an internal style sheet, these only apply to one page. So as I want to copy these styles from one page to another, I've copied the whole block from one page to another. If I change the code in one place but I don't change it in the other, I all of a sudden have web pages that don't look consistent. But then if I want to make the change, I have to remember to change it in 2, 3, 4, or 5 places. So this quickly becomes unmanageable as well. And so the best way to do it, and the only way we're going to look at doing it here in Choose to Code, is to use an external style sheet. Now there are some ways that we can apply these styles. We can apply them to an individual tag. And so we use the syntax of the name of the tag, and then we open it up with a curly brace. We set the attribute that we want to modify, and we give it the value that we want. So we have that colon, the attribute, a colon, and the value, and then we use a semicolon. And I recommend to always put a semicolon, even if it's there, if you're only using one. That way, if you go and add multiple changes to your multiple attributes to your tag, you won't run into any problems. If you forget that semicolon, though, the style is not going to work. So we're going to apply it to a tag. We can also apply it to a class. So in the next one, we have an example of a paragraph tag with a class attribute called highlight. So if I look down at the style sheet for that, if in my style sheet, I would put dot highlight. And that highlight, I can set the background color to be something like a light green. And so maybe I want to have a nice light green highlight to the back of my paragraph. That's how I would do it. Additionally, if I had a specific element I wanted to deal with, I could give that element a specific attribute of ID, and I could say I want to call that error, and then in my style sheet I would use the hashtag and use the ID name, and then begin to set the values on that individual element. So those are the different ways that we can apply the styles. Let's go ahead and go on over to Azure, and let's add some color to our existing web page. Okay, So we're going to start back here at portal.azure.com, and we're going to start modifying our web application to have some good styling. So let's go ahead and start here with our web extension, and let's go ahead and browse to our Visual Studio Online. This will bring up our website where we left it off last time. So we've got our Visit Anytown USA, and everything is good to go and in order. Now the first thing we want to take a look at is adding a little bit more meaning to some of our data. So for example, our Visit Anytown USA, we want to kind of make that stand out a little bit more. So rather than just calling that H1, let's go ahead and add a header tag to this. That'll help us know that this particular section of a page is going to be our header. And actually I want to go ahead and use my close tag there. All right, so that's the header section of our page. And then what we're going to do is we're going to come down here, and just before we close off our body, we're going to put in another section of our code, and we're going to call this a footer. And we'll go ahead and say copyright 2015 or 2016, depending on what year you're doing this. This happens to be December, so we're pretty close to the end of the year. All right, so we've got our header and our footer. And then we have each of these articles in here that we have written about our amazing museums. So let's go ahead and actually call that out. We're going to put in and say this happens to be an article. And we'll close off our article. And then we'll go ahead and say that our second one here is an article as well. We'll go ahead and then close off that article. And then finally, our third article. And we'll go ahead and finish off this article. Now, what that's doing is again, we're giving more information about the content of our page. Sometimes this is called semantic HTML. So we're adding some semantics to our page to tell it a little bit more. It's not just an article, or it's not just a header and a couple of paragraphs. It actually represents an article. Now, to give some a visual appeal to this, we're going to do some images. Now, there's a couple different ways that we can do images, and so we'll take some time here to look at a couple different ways. Under www root, let's go ahead and add a folder, and we'll call that folder images. Now, once we have that folder called images, I can right mouse click on that folder, and I can say upload files, and I can come down here and take a look at the libraries and look at the pictures on my computer. And I've got a number of pictures. And so I'll just upload a nice little picture of my Tyrannosaurus Rex. And it's going to upload that. And so there's my handy dandy little Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, I can take that image and I can put it into my HTML. I can find a place to put it. Let's go ahead and try putting it here at the beginning of our amazing museums. And I can put in here a nice little image tag. And before we close this off, we're going to add one of those attributes. So the attribute that we're going to use is the source attribute. And then we're going to tell it where to find the image. And that happens to be in the images folder. And then the name of it is going to be Skype GIF.gif for my image. And then I'm going to go ahead and close that particular image. And so now that image happens to be in my page. Now, if I wanted to pull in an image from another server, I could also put in an image tag, and I could say the source happens to be HTTP, say images dot, got to spell right, images.bing.com/image.jpg, right? And so I could have it go pull an image. And that image doesn't exist. But notice that I could have a URL to any existing image. And I just put that into the source tag. So then I want to make sure I go ahead and close off my tag. We'll be good. What we'll be using for the rest of our page here is we'll use an image generation service so that everybody has the same kind of images. Since you don't have my cute little dinosaur, I'm going to go ahead and put in here image, and I'll say source equals HTTP, and we're going to use a service called Lorem Pixel, and that lorempixel.com is going to give us a 200 by 100 image and some image of a city, and we'll use image 1. If we don't specify image 1, we can choose to get a random picture, and if we want to change the size of that, we can change the 200 to say a 300 and a 300 by 200, and again we get kind of some random images going there. So let me just put that back. We're going to go 200 100, and then we'll say city 1. Alright, let's copy that image and let's put that next to actually let's go ahead and I want to put that after our headline, and then we'll put another one after our water park headline, and we'll change that to be image 2. And then after our best zoo in town, we'll paste that and do image number 3. And so we have 3 kind of random images there about our city. All right. Now the other thing that we can do is we can create hyperlinks. And so if we come back up here into things that we can do, we can add in hyperlinks. And so the list item, instead of just having text, we can add in a link to that. So if we want our hiking to maybe be a search out on Bing, we could put in an anchor tag. And that anchor tag is going to be that hyperlink. So we'll say href, and href happens to be the URL that you'll jump to when you click this link. And we'll say HTTP and do bing.com/search?q=hiking. So that's the query that we're looking for is going to be hiking. We'll close that tag, and then we'll have it surround our word hiking. Now notice when I do that, over here we have our hiking page, and if I click on that hiking, it actually takes me you know what? We'll have to wait on doing that. So we'll come back and let's take this hyperlink and we'll put it here before biking, horseback, and backpacking. And then we'll slide over here and we'll copy our end tag, and we'll put that in for each of those. And then our query, we want to have biking and horseback and finally backpacking. All right, so there you go. We've got hyperlinks for all of these items. If I bring that up in my external browser, now if we click on that hiking, we'll have it bounce over to Bing and do that search on hiking or backpacking, etc. So we're good to go. All right, so the other thing we could do is if I wanted to create a hyperlink around an image, I could simply put in, instead of putting here this text, I could put in an image tag. And that image tag would then become the thing that gets clicked. Obviously, I'd want to have a source equals images/photo.jpg or something like that. when I click that photo, then that's going to be that hyperlink. So I can include that inside of that anchor tag. All right, so we'll put that back to backpacking, and we'll slide on down. Okay, so we've made enough changes. Let's go ahead and start making some style on our page. I'm going to close the output and do our preview again so that we can kind of see what's going on. We're going to add a new file to this. And so let's come over to our www root, and we're going to add a file called app.css. So that will be our application cascading style sheet. And once we do that, we need to tell our web page that it exists. So let's come back over here, and in our head, we actually want to put a title on our page. So we'll put in my first web page. I think we did that in lesson two, but or for whatever reason didn't get saved. And now what we want to do is we want to use that special link tag. And that link tag is going to use an href. And that href is going to point to the app.css file. And then we're going to say that the relationship is a style sheet. And we'll close that tag off. So that's enough for us to begin to have styles in our code. Now, you remember we have this header here. So in our app.css file, I want to go ahead and say that we want to modify our header. So let's say header, and let's go ahead and change our footer, and we'll change some values there. Now, so that we can see what's going on, let's go ahead and look at the preview. All right, header and footer. Let's change the background color. So background color, and let's set that to, I'm going to use a nice random color here, 004A4A, right? It's kind of a dark green color. And so we'll set that color, and then we'll set the color of the text to be DDD. All right, and we should see some preview here. If not, let's slide over to our, there we go. So our preview isn't showing the cascading style sheet yet, but if I come out, I can view the whole thing. All right, so we want to put a little bit more space around that, maybe center the text. So let's come back into our style sheet. And since we know this isn't going to do a preview for us, we'll go ahead and close that. And we'll focus in on the style sheet here. Let's change the padding. And we'll change the padding to 20 pixels. Now we're only going to specify one number because, again, we're only going to, it's going to use that number all the way around. If I wanted to change it, I could use multiple numbers. And then finally, let's change the alignment of the text, and we'll actually say center. And so let's go ahead and switch over here, refresh our screen. All right, our visit any town is looking a little bit better now. Okay, let's go back to our HTML, and we're going to make another change here. We've got our things to do, and this is all here in this list. So we're going to add a couple more pieces to this. We're going to change our things to do list. We're going to put that in an aside. And so that's going to tell the browser that this is something that's going to kind of move around with the content. But there we go. We've got an aside. And then we're going to create a section. And this section is going to be what's going to hold all these articles. And so we'll put a section in there and move in those articles. And then finally, we'll call this last one an aside as well for this how-to list. And as we move these things around with our next module, where we start working with some formatting for mobile devices. These asides and sections will become, you'll understand why we're doing it that way. So with these asides then, now what I can do is I can begin to do some arrangement of this. So let's come back to our style sheet, and let's tell the browser that we want to format the asides in a specific way. So we're going to say the padding, and in this case we're only going to put padding on the top, 10 pixels, and then we're going to use a font weight of bold. All right, let's go take a look at our browser. All right, so we got a little bit more spacing here on our things to do. And now what we want to do is let's take a look at these. So I've got these headers, right? These are all those H2 headlines, right? Well, what we want to do is we want to change those headlines, and we want to change the color to, let's say, dark blue. All right, we refresh, and notice that all of our headers or headlines are that dark blue. Well, maybe what I didn't want to do is have them all be dark blue. I only wanted the ones with the lists to be dark blue. So I can easily change that in that, notice we have formatting for an aside. We also have formatting for an H2. But when we look at our HTML, we have our, inside of our aside, we have an H2. And so what we're going to do is we're going to tell the browser, or we're going to tell the style sheet here, that we want to format aside H2 to be dark blue. So notice if I hover over this, it'll show me that it's going to take only the H2 tags that are inside of an aside. And when I switch back over to my preview and I load that back up, notice that my aside things to do is highlighted in blue, but all my other headlines are still black. So we're good to go. All right. So that's using just the tags to do our styling. Well, the other thing I can do is I can style by classes. And so let's come back over here to our HTML, and we're going to take a look specifically at our things to do list. And what we're going to do is we're going to add an attribute here. We talked about attributes being able to change the look. So we're going to add a title class to our things to do list. And in that title, what we're going to do, what that allows us to do then is in our app.css, instead of having this aside H2, I can change that to dot title. And when I change that to dot title, I can come back here to my browser. I can click refresh. Notice that our things to do is still blue, but if I come down to my other aside, notice that it is still black. So we've only affected that one title element by modifying its class. All right. The other thing that we can do is we can modify, we're doing this with the dot title. So that tells me that I'm looking for an element with class title. Now, the one other way that we can do with this is to use an ID. So if I came back to my HTML page, and let's scroll down here to my how do I get here, and we've got this as our unordered list. Let's give it an ID equals unordered list, and we'll leave it like that. Then in my app.css, I can change and reference that ID. Instead of using just a tag name or a period, I use a hashtag, and then I say unordered list, and then I excuse my parenthesis. Notice if I hover over it, it shows me that I'm using that ID unordered list, and I can say color is, say, dark green. All right. And so that dark green then, if I come back and I refresh my page, I'm going to get a nice little look that gives me that dark green here in those individual elements. Now there's a whole lot that you can do with cascading style sheets. I want to show you a couple of examples. If I come out to csszengarden.com, this comes up with a web page that is very interesting because all of these pages are built off of the same HTML file, and that is this HTML file. But they are all modified with a different CSS file, and so there's a CSS file that is causing this page to look green and have the different trees in the background, etc. But if I click one of these links off to the side, these will be new formats. So if I click mid-century modern, it will bring up a new page. Again, the HTML behind the page is exactly the same, but notice that I have a completely different look to my web page, all because of the cascading style sheet. And again, if I find those different links, they put them down here at the bottom, I can change to, say, steel. And I'm going to have a steel bridge, and I've got some new look and feel. So you can start to see the power of CSS in that the only thing that is changing is that CSS file, but the complete look and feel of the website changes all with that. So have fun experimenting. And enjoy learning CSS, and then we'll come back and talk about how to make our web page look good on a mobile device or on a tablet device.